I'm interviewing my sister about one of her stories that she had while in college. Be asking you about what happened, okay? What was the most painful thing that happened to you in college?
I wouldn't say it was painful. I think that it was one of the most difficult transitions that I had to do, you know, in terms of like pursuing a higher education and also leaving, you know, home. I'm the oldest of three. I am the only girl, and I was really attached to my, you know, my parents, my siblings. So it was really difficult to just pick up and leave and go off to college. Also, I'm also the first person in my family to go off to college, so I really didn't have anyone to speak to relate to, like, experiences, and, you know, just having anyone to just give me advice on how to transition better into the college life. So it was really difficult leaving, you know, freshman year, my first quarter there. I felt really alone. I wanted to come home. You know, I didn't have a car, so if I ever needed to come home from Santa Barbara, I had to take the bus or, you know, the Amtrak. So it was very expensive to come home. So the most time I would stay and work long hours at my job at the dining commons, so I could save up so I could come home. My floor, my living arrangements, I lived in a predominantly white floor, so being one of the few people of ethnic background, being Mexican and Latina in a predominantly white school, was very difficult for me as well, because I felt like I really didn't belong, you know, in terms of not just ethnicity, but even common interests or stuff of that sort. So it was a really difficult experience.
And what made you want to stay?
Well, obviously, the opportunity that I have in terms of pursuing a higher education, it was really difficult for me to leave, even though I wanted to leave that school and be closer to home. I felt that I was being a little selfish, and, you know, I decided that, you know, for my second year, because my entire first year I wanted to leave, I decided that for my second year I was going to become more involved, to find people that have common interests with me, that have common backgrounds, someone that I can just interact with to make my transition much better. So my second year, I decided to venture into looking for clubs, you know, sororities, and, you know, I found a sorority which really helped me have that family away from home, something that made the adjustment much easier, and, you know, that's why I said to stay. For social reasons, for sorority, family support system, and for academic reasons, I'm very fortunate to have the opportunity to go to college. So,
and when you left college, what was that feeling that you graduated college and you had reached that goal of getting higher education, and not only that, but passing the stress that you had in your first year?
Well, when I graduated, it was a bittersweet feeling. Obviously, I felt really accomplished. I felt very proud of myself that I was able to graduate college. Not a lot of people can do that, and especially coming from a low-income Latino background, not a lot of people of my common backgrounds are able to get a diploma. So I feel really accomplished, very proud. It was a very satisfying feeling to see my parents proud of me. And, you know, ultimately it was really sad as well, because I was, you know, Santa Barbara was my home for 4 years, and leaving was bittersweet. I again transitioning from college to living at home, and, you know, looking for jobs, entering the real world, but ultimately, I felt, again, very proud that, you know, I didn't give up my first year, that I didn't, you know, drop out of college, and that I stayed, stuck it out, and ended up graduating.
So you have come a long way. If this was our last conversation, what would you say to me?
That I love you, and that I'm very fortunate to have you.
Thank you.